What are the components of small area analysis? And how is a small area analysis conducted?
All right. So interesting. I think there are a couple of components or a number of components to small area analysis. And I'll start with the most interesting thing is geography. You know, as Jennifer, as you mentioned in your first answer, we've got to think about not masking issues in small areas. So geography plays an important part in understanding how to do small area analysis, because you've got to decide how big or small you want your area to be that you're going to be looking at to ensure that you're getting the best kind of analysis possible. You know, so as you do that, you've got to think about, again, is the area too small? Is it so small I'm not going to be able to really identify any true need? Is it too big? Because then, as you said, you're going to be masking problems in small areas. So I think that's the first thing you have to think about in small area analysis. And then, you know, just collecting your data, understanding what the data says. And the last thing that I think about when I'm doing small area analysis is stakeholder input and how stakeholders can contextualize the data. You know, one example I gave, I was doing a community needs assessment while I was at a county level. We were looking at smoking rates, and I didn't understand why this one area had a much larger rate of smoking, even though it was a rural area. And what the stakeholders ended up telling me was there was a prison up there, a state prison in this area, and a lot of the families from other parts of New York were coming out to be closer to their loved one who was in prison, which was driving some of the data indicators. So, you know, so I like stakeholder input to actually kind of give context to the data.
So I'd like to just sort of add into that. So geography is obviously a huge portion, deciding what level of geography you're going to use. And then you mentioned data collection. But I think data availability often really drives the analysis also. So if I can only get zip code level data, then that's going to define the geography that I'm going to be able to use. Or if I can only get zip code level data, do I have the resources available to transform these data into different geographies? Figuring out what data are available can also drive what level of analysis that you're able to do as well. And regarding stakeholder input, I think that's vital to any sort of analysis. The work that I do is mostly making small area data available for people who are doing these analyses. And so I often don't have that local knowledge. You know, what's going on at this local level that would be really important to Robert's analysis versus the area that Maisa is investigating and what's important to her analysis. That local knowledge is key because I don't think any two analyses should ever be identical, because local conditions should dictate what's going on in that analysis.
Yeah. Jennifer, you made really two really good points. One, and I always talk about this with data, you know, unfortunately, sometimes the level of geography is dictated by how you're collecting the data or the data availability. And again, as you said, that could end up masking issues in small area. And totally agreed with you on the stakeholders, that especially if consultants are doing the work, you know, we don't necessarily know what's going on. We see the data, but it doesn't necessarily give us the context to the data that the stakeholders in the community will.
Yes, I agree. And just to add on to that, other than defining geographic boundaries and understanding the local utilization rates, I think it's very important for resource allocation when conducting a small area analysis. It's basically, these things are based on resident population, and the types of estimates that can be used are the number of hospital beds, employees, admissions, or expenditures per capita. And I really think that this is very important for local analyses.
You know, one of the things that I talk about when I talk about small area analysis is, if you're working for a hospital and you're thinking about small area analysis and looking at service areas, it may differ by service. So your service area for doing transplants or doing heart surgery may be a lot broader than your service area for primary care. And you've got to be flexible even within an organization to understand that it's not one service area. There could be multiples.
And just to add on to that, if you're talking about service areas, you're going to have to keep in mind that you're going to make compromises on those service areas because people don't see those artificial boundaries that you're drawing to say, this is my service area. They don't see those artificial boundaries that are county lines usually, or census tract lines or zip code lines. So they're going to cross in and out of those areas. And so those service areas need to be fluid as well.
Good point.